702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja. Live streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app. DStv Channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
Finances at the moment are tough, ladies and gentlemen. We are finding ourselves in situations where people are having conversations online about the fact that they can't even go for dinner with some of their friends because the tax brackets are so different. Where you have a woman who's like, I can't hang out with certain people anymore. And I think we touched on this on the show, because when you say to your friend, I can't go out, I don't have the money for it, I can't do brunch. And then the friend is like, how much are you earning? And I'm so sorry, I don't have the tweet in front of me to specifically credit that person. But the person was like, I only earn 7,000 rand a month. And the friend was like, LMAO, as in laugh my A off, as in like, ha-ha, you know? So in this time we're living in, we're all sensitive about money. Even rich people are dealing with it. Now, if you find yourselves in a situation where you are hosting an event, a celebration, in the case of this particular woman, Mrs. Dineo D, she posted the following. I hosted friends in Knysna for my birthday. Let's just take a moment and think about Knysna Ikokai. That's somewhere else. It's out of town, because she wouldn't have said in Knysna if they were there. So we're going to assume Gauteng based. And all the ladies had to do was pay for their flights and buy a birthday gift. They paid for their flights and brought no gift. Because of this, I don't host. I'm not interested in housewarmings. I celebrate with the people that celebrate me. Now, I want to know your thoughts and feelings to what she is saying. We don't know if she specifically and explicitly said, buy your own ticket and buy me a present. I would assume from what she's saying, she expected a gift. Now, some of the conversation that was happening online was like, yeah, but some of you are unfair. Do you know how expensive it is to host friends in another town? That's accommodation, that's food, that's all of those things. Yes, they're paying for their flights, but at least say thank you with a present. In this economy, like, is it fair to want a present? Or is it fair to just want the presents? Do we truly have these expectations that if a person is going to be covering the cost, mind you, it's their own celebration, like, should they be expecting gifts? Now, one of the things I try to do, and granted, I note, I'm in the financial position to not be doing things expecting gifts. And I do this for my son as well, because I recognize his privilege. All I say to people when they come is, please, we are collecting things to donate. We'll do a women's shelter for myself, or we'll do an orphanage for my son. So if you have anything that's gently worn, gently used, feel free to bring it, or you can bring diapers and I'll list things that the home needs. But it's not an expectation. It's not a prerequisite. I'm not suddenly going to feel like, yeah, but I spent all this money and no one bought me gifts. But I want to know what your thoughts and feelings are. What kind of friendships are you? I don't know. I just feel people must be transparent. Give us a call. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Yvette in Hyde Park, I see you and I see your WhatsApp messages coming through.
702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja.
18 minutes after 1 o'clock, do you expect gifts, especially when it is your celebration and you are covering pretty much all the costs except travel and things like outfits? Is it an expectation for things like birthdays and weddings? Or do you think times have changed and we actually need to be reasonable that if you want to host a celebration, it's for you? You want people's presence, or do you want people's presence? We'll take your call on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We've got Yvette in Hyde Park. Hi, Yvette. How's it?
Hey, Lebo, I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good, I'm good. What do you expect?
Good. I am petty like that. I do expect a gift.
Lebo. Really?
Yeah, I do. It's not even negotiable.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
I'll tell you. I recently celebrated in February, my 50th birthday. Mm. So 50 is a big milestone.
Yes.
I had 30 guests, mostly couples. Out of the 30, each and every guest or couple brought me a gift. There was two that didn't bring me a gift, the specific couple.
Mm.
But they had tailor-made outfits on, brand new tailor-made outfits, which is fine. But it's also not the first time that they've done it.
Mm.
What I've decided to do is throw them off. Out, I've blocked them, I'm done. You don't disrespect me like that. And this is after I've spent like three kicks ahead. No, you're wrong.
Can I ask you something, Yvette? Did you ever, you know, tell them before you extradited them or for Friendship Island?
No, I didn't tell them because I just think it's a bad habit that these people have. They always do it to everybody. And I'm like, no, man. I don't need, in 2024, I don't need people like that in my life. I've literally just, and they, family, literally, I'm done.
What for you is an acceptable gift? Because I think, I'll give you an example of what happens with me. Ne? I have some friends who are a lot more lavish than I am. Like, as in, when they get gifts on their birthdays, there's like Louis Vuitton bag, you know, those gift bags, right? So for me, I will feel bad about gifting something that seems subpar. That's my personality. And if I can't afford, I will gift, you know, something like a massage or whatever the case may be.
But
I'm just posing the question to say, are they the type of people that maybe felt like if we can't give her a gift that's good enough, let's rather give nothing? Or are they the type of people that maybe are embarrassed to not, you know, bring a gift that would be to what they think your level is?
No, they're just selfish.
You think they're selfish?
Yeah, they are.
What are you basing that on?
You cannot, like, the very same person that invited you, every time they come to your house, they come, even if it's a bottle of wine, I have to say, even bring something. And not expensive wine. I'm talking 200 rand a bottle, 150 bottle of wine. You just never rock up empty-handed.
So for you, it's about the gesture. It's the gesture of showing something. Doesn't matter the value.
Yes. I received a bunch of flowers and was happy. It's generous what I'm saying. You don't do me a dirty like that.
I do still think maybe there's an opportunity for a conversation because imagine that could have been resolved by them saying, yo, so sorry, we actually thought to invest in our outfits because we know you like nicer pictures. Then, you know, what if, I'm just saying.
All right. I could have skipped the outfit.
Yvette in Hyde Park or Slech. Yvette. I'm so dead. Thank you so much for your call. And I appreciate your honesty. There's nothing wrong in expecting gifts. Like, if that's, especially if that's your love language, I don't want to make superficial of something that is a person's love language. And maybe for me, I won't relate because gifts are not my love language. For me, my love language is like if a person comes earlier to say, where can I help? Some people can't. That's a love language for me. A person who comes to say, you know, I brought some fruits or I brought some snack for later when people are all, you know, for me, like that's a love language. Let's go to Brad in Boxburg. Brad, how's it?
Hi, good on yourself.
Good, good.
You must tell your previous caller, my present at her party is a gift. I will come and tell me that I must bring a gift. It must be an honor for me to be there.
You must know, Brad, come in your overalls, but bring a gift.
No. Just me spending my time there, taking time out of my day sitting on a couch to be with you is a gift.
But she spent 3,000 rand ahead on you and a bread.
That's her problem. My presence is a gift.
So are you a gift buying guy, Brad?
It depends. Not for every occasion. If there's a gift needed, there will be a gift. But don't tell me it's your birthday, I must come with a gift. No men.
Do men actually buy each other gifts?
No. If no one's ever bought me a gift, really, another man, no, no.
Why is that, if I may ask?
Well, you look after yourself. You don't expect someone else a gift. No, it's such a woman thing, I think, personally. It's such a ladies thing, like a gift. Here's a gift, my friend. No, no.
Okay, because I've never actually thought about it. Are you a dad, Brad?
Yes, I am.
So when are you going to stop buying your son gifts?
The day that they finish with school and they're old enough to buy their own stuff.
Brad, you and Yvette are both slack in different ways.
I said to my daughter now the other day, when you're 18, you're signing a contract to pay me back for everything anyway.
Brad, all I'm going to say to you now, all these conversations are available on primemediaplus.com. When she puts you in that old age home and doesn't visit, she's going to play this audio back to you. Thank you so much, Brad, who is saying my presence is the gift. That is the gift, is my presence. And I have to be honest, I think I've gone through different phases in my life. There were periods in my life where you want that gifts table, you want the excitement of opening presents. Like, I was so fortunate that, not being a gifts person, I wasn't like obsessing over gifts, for example, during my baby shower, for example. But did I not appreciate all of those gifts that were shared? Yes, people do registries, but most people did not buy a single thing off of the registry. They bought things that they thought I need. And it was so, I never appreciated gifts like what I did. Some of those gifts are still being used today. Some of your messages on the WhatsApp line. This is Vainant from Florida. I think it's been 3 years ago that my wife and I last went out with family, and we had to save for it, suffering for 2 months, not having enough to eat at home. So I said to my wife, I am not doing it anymore. And listen, that is understandable. Everybody's financial positions are different. Another one says, please keep me Anonza. Flights are expensive. Better appreciate that I came. I can't be flying to Dubai for your birthday and still have money for your gift. The flight is never the only expense. There's meals, there's activities and beverages in between as well. Here are some of your voice notes.
Hello. So I got married in Nairobi, Kenya. So it was a destination wedding. I did the bridesmaid's proposal, but in my proposal, I had the costs of everything that they would be expected to pay, which was for flights, and I think it was like 40% or 50% of the accommodation, and as well as the labor for their tailors. So I was going to buy the fabric for the dresses, and they just needed to find the tailor that works for them or is in their area and then pay for that labor. So yeah, that's how I did it. And the reason I wanted to let them know the cost up front was because I wanted them to make an informed decision. It is a destination wedding, and I know that there is, you know, a lot to pay for, and it's not going to be cheap. So I even told them, I was like, guys, also no pressure. You guys can totally say no. But I was just like, you know, you, if you are coming, even if you aren't a bridesmaid, you're still going to pay for a dress for yourself anyway to come to the wedding. So what I'm saying is, I'll pay for the fabric, and then you just pay for the labor, pay for your flight there, and 50% of the accommodation, which I thought was fair, considering my wedding bill was quite steep.
Yeah, I have so many questions. I've never been a bridesmaid. Nah, I've never been a bride. So I don't know how it works in real life. In my fantasy, in my mind, if I become a bride and I want a destination wedding, there's certain people whose costs I have to cover, like the parents, immediate family. And I think you need to know people's financial positions. I'm not saying this is specific to the person who just sent a voice note now, but I think we also have to keep in mind there is some crazy social media pressure that is going out where people want to do things for content. You know, people are choosing the friends with a certain body type, the friends that can afford to do the destination wedding. And I wish there was a way that a middle ground could be found, because friendships have been broken after people's weddings. Broken. I'm talking lifelong friendships. What she shared now, 50% accommodation, all of these things, I think what was so fair that she did is that she put the costs up front so people could know up front what they need to cover. I think maybe what, I don't know, I think there's a middle ground to try and cover a little bit more, because there's that feeling as well of, why am I being excluded? Am I being excluded because I can't afford? Or do you maybe speak directly to the person you know can't afford and say, don't worry, I'm going to cover you, everybody else. I don't know. But the proposal, it's a lot for me. I don't know. I don't know what people are supposed to be doing. And then we're expecting gifts, but nobody forced you to have a wedding somewhere else. What if that's the money they could have scraped together? Like, I'm confused. I see some of your messages coming through on 0727021702. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, and I'll let you know what the reactions are as well, specifically to this niceness situation and that tweet that I did not have in front of me. 702 Land, you are amazing. Somebody has found it for me, so I'll read that too. 1:30.
Spend your afternoon with Relebo Gile Mabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
26 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we are talking about the expectation for gifts. Is it valid if you're celebrating a birthday, a wedding, baby shower, whatever the case may be, but it requires guests to pay for their travel? Do you still expect a gift if you know people had to spend money on a flight, for example, to the celebration that you chose to cover everything for? Give us a call on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 0727021702. One of the responses to the original story by Mrs. Dineo D on Twitter says, I hosted friends in Knysna for my birthday, and all the ladies had to do was pay for their flights and buy a birthday gift. They paid for their flights and bought no gift. Because of this, I don't host. I'm not interested in housewarmings. I celebrate with the people that celebrate me, which I am reading as I celebrate with the people that buy me gifts when I expect them. Now, again, I'm going to reiterate, gifts are not my love language. It is not an expectation for me. I would rather you show up at my celebration empty-handed and I can hang out with you, then you not be available and send through an expensive gift. Let's go to the lines. Oh, sorry. The response that I needed to share from ADS_Czar. Booking a flight to celebrate a friend's birthday party and be expected to buy a gift is too much to ask for. The flight ticket and the availability to make it there are the birthday gift. And I feel that way as well. Naomi from Joburg. Hi.
Hi there.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You're saying to Naomi?
Yes, Naomi. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on the lady that had the wedding in Kenya and expected gift and so on. I think that's a bit ridiculous. When I got married, I felt just the woman having to buy dresses and pay for makeup and hair enough. That's gift enough.
So is your circle of friends the same as you are?
Yes, I do believe so.
So do you?
I mean, I did have one or two who did then give me wedding gifts, but I didn't expect it from everyone. That was extra, and that's okay that they could do it.
So do you think that maybe, because I'm just thinking about this now as you're sharing this, that maybe people are selecting their friends off of, I don't want to say incorrect things, or off of values that are not aligned?
You know what? I've seen it. I didn't experience it, and I haven't experienced it with my group of friends, but I have seen people be selective about who they're choosing based off of what they want to put out there. And then it defeats the purpose, because then it's not special anymore.
Yes, yes. And I mean, how do you even say to someone, you should have bought me a gift? Because my understanding is people then just ghost the people and cut them off without even saying, bring me a gift. And then to me, that gives rise to the question, maybe you know it's inappropriate to be demanding gifts.
No, it is inappropriate. Look, I mean, I did have one or two friends that couldn't necessarily afford the things that we had on the list. But because I know my friends, I knew beforehand. So, for example, I had a couple of extra wigs, knowing that if I want everyone to have this hair, not everyone can afford to have this hair. So I'm going to cover this one and this one. And I feel like if you're a real friend, that's what you should do. You're asking someone to be part of your day. So if you know that it's going to be a lot for a person, then, you know, cover them.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I would think if you're inviting people to something like your wedding and their bridesmaids, you know them enough to kind of have an idea of where they are in their lives at the time. Now, me and Jobik, thank you for your call. Mo from Melville, hi.
Hi, Rele Bogile, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good. Look, this thing is so simple. People are just trying to make fuss of everything. If you let people know right in time, everything will be sorted. You inform people way in time, like as it is right now. My brother-in-law is turning 50 towards the end of the year. And his wife, my sister, she informed us a year ago that, guys, on this day, we will be going to Cape Town. And only the few selected ones, obviously, the people that want you to celebrate, that you want them to celebrate with, are selected there. So we formed a stock first, and we started saving. We're paying for our own accommodation, we're paying for our own flights, and we will be bringing gifts. You know. So if you plan right in time, like my sister, she was so upfront, and she told us about 2 years before. She's like, you know, my husband will be turning 50, and this is what I'm planning. Guys, I need you to do this and this and that. And that's all. It's easy as that.
And I think that's the fair thing that you are raising. Maybe where people are not great is the transparency part, because, you know, what you're saying of telling people in time is part of the story. The other part is tell us all the details in time, exactly. Not just tell us if you're expecting me to be there contributing, you know. And like my siblings and I, when my dad turned 70, we met early to say, okay, guys, what are we doing? Okay, so that we all know in time what we need to contribute. Then people came along to the table. Okay, I'll help with this. And it does make it easier if you're transparent to
and
say,
also,
yeah.
You inform the people that you really want to be there. Like, guys, here is the time to plan. If you can't afford, I'm giving you so much time. Whenever you are short, then we can talk about it. But he really wants you guys to be there. Make sure that you are there. And it isn't that right now we don't have any funds. We are planning. You know, the stock fund is going good and everything, everyone is contributing every month. By the time comes, guess what? We're going to have a blast. And no one is going to have,
Okay, I love that. And I think that's fair. Thank you so much, Mo from Melville. Yeah. Hopefully some people can take some advice there. Floyd from Bramfontein, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good, man. I think for me, I got married in December. And basically, it was short notice for everybody.
How? My daughter, short notice.
No, it was very short notice. I think we decided in 2 months that we're getting married.
Okay.
And then it was like, God, and you know, with black people, so we still need to send letters to a family. Everybody's in agreement with dates. So basically, people had like a month to prepare for my wedding. And it was like, but my friends, man, they came through, man. They organized transport to go to Rustenburg because my wife is from Rustenburg. Anything I needed, they were a phone call away. And beyond that, they even put together a gift, man. It's like, here's a voucher, go to Clearwater Mall and get yourself and your wife whatever you want. I think it just depends on the sort of people that you surround yourself with sometimes, you know?
And I think what you're saying is similar to what I was saying before, is how are you choosing your friends? How are you choosing? Because if one of your friends said to you, hi there, boss, I'm actually struggling, you wouldn't have been like, don't come. All right, Floyd from Bramfontein, thank you so much for your call. There is a balance. Sometimes things happen and people can show up in different ways. Gifts can be different things. On the WhatsApp line, one says, do not expect a gift at any time. If you invite people to your occasion and expect a gift, that is disrespectful. People should just not arrive. You can celebrate alone. It is your occasion and your decision to celebrate. Be happy your friends took the time to arrive. Another one says, your bill is your bill and your choice. Do not expect your guests to carry costs of your occasion. Be grateful if they arrive. Thank them sincerely. Another one says, guys, don't buy each other gifts. It's a braai and a few drinks. It's about being there and celebrating. Because I was asking earlier, do men buy each other gifts? Like if it's your homie's birthday, do you buy him a gift? I don't actually agree that men never do it. I think it's not gifts like what we do as women to women friends and women to men. I think maybe what gents do is you'll buy each other a bottle and you will buy each other things like cigars. Or maybe you'll say, let's do a round of golf and you'll be the one to pay for it. But doing something where you are wrapping a present or doing the gift bag with the tissue paper, men don't do that for one another. Please, I stand to be corrected. I think they show each other love in different ways. Anonymous says, Rlebogile, I'm thankful. Yvette is not my friend. I've always been a giver, but unfortunately fell on hard times. If you know anything about being broke, there's a shame attached to it and you want to hide. Thankfully, a couple of my close friends insist on my presence at their events with or without gifts. They tell me they just want me there. Believe me, it does something to my heart to know I'm loved even when I currently have nothing to offer. To disinvite someone over gifts can be extremely unkind. Thank you for that perspective and for sharing. Hi, Rlebogile. I honestly think they could have at least contributed and got her a bouquet of flowers and chocolates or a bottle of wine if they felt individual gifts would be expensive given the taste of the host, in addition to booking their own flights. All right, let's go to the lines. We have Candace from Edenvale. Hi, Candace.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, good.
I just wanted to phone in and say that we decided when my daughter was born that we are not going to have birthday presents at her birthday party. So when people phone, we always say, please don't bring, because we wanted to instill in her that a birthday party is about celebrating with your friends. It's not about what they can bring you. And we don't take when we go. And also, you know, lunch is expensive. I don't want people buying something that they can't afford or buying something cheap that's going to break. So we just say to everyone, just come, you are the present yourself. And she's turning 10 this year, and she's good with it, that people don't come with presents in hand. Because there's nothing worse than walking into a party and having a child run up to you going, what have you bought me?
Oh, my gosh. I never even thought about that, Candace.
It's just 12.
I kind of like what you're suggesting, because my sister and I have this hack for kids' parties. And what it is that when we go to places like Deals or Panda, we'll say buy a bunch of like kiddies things that are quite affordable for different age groups, so that when you go to a party, you don't come empty-handed. But I absolutely love what you are saying. I think that's such a brilliant thing to implement. I do think that many people still love the gesture of gifts, but I think that's such a beautiful thing to instill within your child. So do you say in the invite, no gifts are expected?
No, people always phone, and then because when you get to a certain age, they don't know what your child likes, and then they'll go, what can we bring? And I'll just say, nothing. And they go, no, we can't do that. I'm like, no, really. She's not expecting anything. She gets what she needs from me and from her family, and I don't want to overwhelm her as well.
Yes.
So please just come and celebrate, come and eat cake, come and just visit.
Yes, I love that. My thing, I do try to instill early that we're going to donate things. So if people insist, I'll say, bring something to be taken to, you know, a shelter or an orphanage.
I'm going to do that, and I think I'm going to do that.
You see, now we're going to implement each other's things. So I love your idea. I'm going to implement it as well. Thank you so much, Candace from Edenvale, in ways that you don't instill within your child to look at people for what are you bringing. Another one says, Rlebogile, me, if I don't have funds, I don't come to people's events. I simply decline, because really in this time and economy, it's kuningi. It's like, what's kuningi in English? It's just a lot. Kuningi, it's too much, right? Everything is expensive. It's too much. Another one says, Rlebogile, when coming to gifts, mostly it's the thought that counts, that says Sabi. But not always. Some people will still judge you on the gift that you gave. Because I saw in the comments, and one of the comments, a person was saying, imagine paying for a whole trip away and somebody gives you also heavenly lotion and shower gel. Like, guys, If you don't know Also Heavenly, it's a brand that gets stocked in Clicks, and they do a lot of gift sets. But they're like, ooh, imagine now you're getting an Also Heavenly set. People still have standards of the gifts that they want. One more voice note.
Hi, Relebogile. On the question whether I would expect a gift at my wedding, I got married on the 29th of May 2021. I agreed with my wife that we're not going to make a gift register for anyone, simply because I believe that people need to make that decision on their own whether they're going to give us gifts or not, without raising expectations and making people aware what is it that we need or what we do not need. A whole lot of family members and other people did ask what is it that we wanted. We simply told them that whatever God has placed in your heart, you can give us, but we never expected a gift. I think it is unfair that you'd expect people traveling all the way from Mozambique to come into your wedding and you're still expecting a gift. Just their mere presence in your event or in your graduation or wedding, I believe that's a gift enough. Thank you.
In terms of expecting gifts and giving gifts, if I am hosting a celebration, yes, I expect gifts. Be it in my, whether I'm hosting in my home or out of the province, yes, I expect a gift. And a gift does not have to be something big. I mean, people that I would invite are people who would know that I love plants. So give me a succulent plant for 35 francs. Believe me, I would appreciate that, you know. And if I'm going to host my friends in Knysna, already is an experience. And I'm saying, come and I'll take care of everything. But remember, it's a celebration of my birthday. So of course, yes, I expect a gift. And like I said, I'm not an expensive person, so my gifts can be very cheap. You know, and it's easier. If friends are going to go somewhere together, wouldn't it also make sense to club, guys? Let's see what we can do. I have 200. Then you buy a 100 rand gift if there's five of us. Something simple like that. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. I think people want to buy extra, but you get my point. This is Bonnie.
Bonnie, I get your point, eh? And somebody's saying we don't buy gifts as dudes for one another, we bri. And another one saying, guys, let's bri. I feel like gifts put too much pressure on people. We're not all financially able. So long as people show up, and Joburgers must stop this nonsense of booking fancy restaurants and then expect us to pay for our meal. Ar braying fail. Guys, let's just be kind to one another. Living in Joburg is enough as is.